The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio at Corona DeBot. Linda is on assignment this morning. Today, December 1st. Now, the craziness started right after Thanksgiving, but now it starts picking up. That's right. 7:05 on December 1st in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's in there. Good morning there, young lady.
Good morning.
Did you have a tough time getting up like me?
Yeah.
I mean, I woke up and went,
I was kind of lucky because my husband was going to work, so he waked me up.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, but
that's sweet.
That was really good because if not that, I won't.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's December. Maybe it's a Friday. Maybe it's because it's really cold out there. Anyway, do we have a national day?
Yes, today is
excuse me.
National Bartender Day.
Bartender Day. I can go with that. All right. Hey, today on the news, I'm sorry, on the weather, 40% chance of showers, mainly between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. today. It's going to be a high near 50. Tomorrow, showers likely, cloudy with a high near 52 and a low near 47. Sunday, Monday. Oh, okay, Sunday, a 50% chance of showers, but Monday, mostly sunny. And Tuesday mostly or partly sunny, and then Wednesday showers are back again, and Thursday. So the highs are going to be today 50 and tomorrow 52, Monday 64, and all the lows are going to be, gosh, 40. This morning, it seemed like, you know, when I was coming into work, it was like 37 degrees coming in this morning. That seemed awfully low. But the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson that provides just outstanding service. It's a veteran-owned business, of course, locally owned, locally managed, and they get discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans down there to keep you toasty warm or your water hot during the winter. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Katrina and Chopper.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Chopper is all dressed up in his Christmas sweater.
Yes. Chopper is a 7-year-old pit mix, and he's definitely one of those more squat little pitties. Very short. He's barely 50 pounds, but since he has that short fur, I thought he would be appreciative of wearing a sweater on this cold morning.
Well, he looks like he's happy. Big smile on his face. He comes over, licks your hand, and says, "Hi, I'm Chopper." Now, Chopper is one that was returned from a family that, through circumstances, couldn't keep him anymore.
That's right. So he has lived in a home briefly, and I know they reported that he did very well with the children in the home, and he really likes kids a lot. And that doesn't surprise me a bit because he is a very, very social dog, and he's very comfortable with every person he's met. We've kind of been taking him out and around, like he's gone to PetSmart a few times. And I know he also took part in the Anderson Christmas Parade that we did the other week, and he had a really great time.
Well, you know what? He is a happy-looking dog. You know how pitties get that smile on their face? Oh, look at him. Oh, yes. And he is his ears are longer. They haven't been cropped or anything, and he's got a tail.
Yeah.
Said he wags all the time. And he's just a good-looking little dog. And like you said, he's not huge by any means, but he's solid. And he's sitting up there now. He's just happy because he's got attention and everything.
He is a happy little guy. And he is 7, so he's technically a senior, but he doesn't act like a senior.
Okay. Now, to see that. And now, starting today, the Bissell Foundation is doing Empty the Shelters, or what is it called?
Yeah, you're right.
Empty the Shelter. And you can get Chopper today for free.
That's right.
Free. Because all adoption fees for cats and dogs are paid for by the Bissell Pet Foundation.
That's right. And we're doing that for the next couple of weeks.
To the 17th.
So definitely come down and check us out.
Wow. What a great little dog. You always bring in good dogs. We're not here next week.
We always
you heard
have
we're not
good
here
dogs.
Next week.
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. I don't want you to come in here and put your face up against the wall. I mean, the studio, everything's going to be open. It's just Linda and I. I mean, you can get the picture, and I'll have from Christina. And I just think Christina's going to be here next week. Yeah, she's going to be here.
Of course they will.
Of course. Yeah, we're going to be at the National Finals Rodeo,
oh, okay.
Broadcasting from there.
How fun.
So tell us what other. Okay, the Chopper is 7 years old. He's been in a family. They couldn't keep him for their own reasons. It wasn't because of Chopper. But now he's back on the market, and this is just a good little dog.
He's wonderful.
A good little 50-pound dog.
Yeah.
So, okay, what else is going on down there?
Well, of course, you mentioned we're doing Bissell right now, so that's pretty special. We usually do get a little busier when we are doing Bissell and especially during the holidays. So I would recommend calling and making an appointment if you do want to come down and adopt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can always give us a call at 530-241-1653. We kind of are wrapping up the toy drive, but we are still accepting them if you end up, because we were doing the Stuff the Bus toy drive where you can bring a toy down. So if you've already kind of got that set up, you can definitely still bring down a toy, which is always nice, just in general, to help out kids this holiday season.
Okay. Anything else? Is that it?
I think that's it for right now.
Wow. Well, if Chopper could talk, we could have him on for a few minutes. But he does. I tell you what, he lets you know. Now, what's he doing right now? I can't see him. Just flopped on the ground or?
Yeah, he just laid down. He was kind of like walking around, just kind of. Seeing everything, but now he's just laying on the ground.
Okay. Well, see, now that's the kind of dog. He's 7, so he's not going to be screaming around the house, probably. You know, he takes his rest, but he's really fun. He's really friendly, and he'll probably sit there next to you.
I could see that for him.
Could you see that for him?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, just sitting up next to your leg, going, okay. Hey, Chopper, go get me a beer. Okay. He goes over.
He's also really good on the leash, I should add. He's not a big puller, so he's a very easy dog to walk,
which
is nice.
That is big. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Katrina, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Of course. We'll see ya.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. Yeah, even though it's a bank and it's, you know, like, it's not like a 1920s bank where two guys got together and said, hey, let's just start a bank. No, this has been accredited, of course, and has been rated as one of the top small banks in America as Cornerstone Community Bank. They've got one branch at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one at 1845 California Street, right down from us, where I do most of my business. The main branch is in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and, of course, the newest branch down in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy there. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and about 7:17 in the morning here on the 1st of December. Oh my gosh. The craziness really starts. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Lynn had a great idea. You know, you're looking for, you know, people. What do you get people? Well, if you got a friend that's got a crack in their windshield, a small crack or a chip in their windshield, why don't you get them a gift certificate from Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff's been doing this for over 20 years. He is truly an expert from the old school. He fixes the windshield. It stays fixed. He guarantees his work. He doesn't take chances with your safety. He's going to fix that chip or that crack, even if it's up to 24 inches in length. Yeah, that's a pretty good size crack. If it's in the right spot on the windshield, he'll fix it and you don't see it again. Don't fool around with safety. Bring it in with the changes of weather and the changes in the temperatures and everything. A chip can go into a crack real quick. So, if you're not sure, take your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Not going to be disappointed. It is, like I said, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. There was a fire in Redding. It was a truck trailer fire. And it was down there by Moore's Flour Mill on Shasta Street on Wednesday. and it was at 9 o'clock, and it was a truck trailer back there, and they found a transport trailer with furniture and personal items in it, and it appears that somebody was living in there and had broken in and decided they wanted to live in there and occupied by an unknown number of people who were using it as a trailer space or using it as a living space, started a fire in there. So, I mean, we're still having that. Just because the fire season's not over doesn't mean that some of the buildings that may not be occupied doesn't mean that somebody is not going to be using that. We see other fires, and it seems kind of interesting. Now, I saw something yesterday that it's the Salton Sea, and this is, I saw it not only in the Record Searchlight, but I saw it in a couple other places. The Salton Sea appears to have enough lithium for 375 million electric car batteries. And, you know, lithium is a rare metal, and the Chinese control a lot of it, but it appears that it's not in the Salton Sea itself, but it's in an underground brine, you know, because the Salton Sea, of course, is very salty. You know, everybody knows that. But the hot brine underneath the Salton Sea, they believe, contains enough lithium to build 375 million electric vehicle batteries. When you think about that, and that report came from Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory and funded by the Energy Department, represents the first time researchers have thoroughly qualified how much lithium might be present in that underground reserve. 18 million metric tons of lithium carbonate is likely available in that pool. It can enable the United States to meet or exceed global lithium demand for decades. Now, I find this interesting because, okay, one of the problems when you're building electric cars is you need a battery, because all electric car is a way of transferring energy, right? From it stores it in the battery. Electricity is stored in the battery, which makes the car run. But you need lithium, which is mined in many areas in huge, huge amounts of moving earth and the labor that's being used there. It's questionable. Some of it could be considered slave labor, a lot of it child labor. But we've got it right here. So they've always thought that there was some lithium there. They just had no idea how much. And there's a company called Controlled Thermal Resources is one of the three companies working on projects to extract lithium at a commercial scale near the Salton Sea. Most of the lithium in the U.S. originates in South America and is transported to China and all this. But who's controlling it? Well, we don't control it. Okay. Now, the question is, how do you get that out and do it in such a way that you don't have environmentalists and everybody else getting it out? Well, they're looking at it as it's part of a waste stream from a 10 square mile stretch. The plants produced largely toxic free power by extracting huge amounts of superheated brine from more than a mile underground that flashes into steam when it's brought to the surface. So they've already been doing this. A mile, along with the trace minerals, lithium salts, which can form pipe clogging deposits similar to a white crust from hard tap water, was filtered out and discarded. Now they have found that that's lithium, and we need it. Before, it was just kind of discarded. It's going to rely on companies figuring out how to extract the lithium from the geothermal brine at a commercial scale. And separating the lithium is going to be less invasive than blasting and other things. So that is kind of surprising. I guess they've known about it for years, but they just didn't realize how much they had. And that means then we won't be having to rely on other countries. But then the lithium, do we take the lithium? And it says here is in South America, most of it goes over to China to be made, you know, put in the batteries. I know that Ford has was building a battery factory, and then when all the strikes happened, they backed off on that because people were concerned they were losing their jobs and the auto workers. Anyway, so that's kind of good news. So, I mean, if we've got enough lithium for 375 million car batteries, I imagine we have lithium that we could also be using in batteries, just regular batteries, which are probably made in China, come to think of it. So we'd be shipping our lithium to China anyway. I find that interesting, that we'd be doing things like this. Okay, what do we have? Mary Rickert has said that she is going to, she has decided to run for office again. She wasn't going to run, and now she plans to seek a third term as Shasta County Supervisors. It wasn't a well-kept secret, and we've been talking about it for a couple weeks now, but she has not made it official, I guess. So she thought that there would be people running for office, but only one has put his hat in the ring, and that's Wynn Carpenter. And she said, well, you know what? Well, I'm just going to run again. District 3 is MacArthur, Fall River Mills, and Bernie down to Palo Cedro. And she says one of the big things is that she believes these are turbulent times in the Shasta County government, and she wants to bring stability back to the board and wants to be the true political conservative on the board. And is concerned about the way the board's going. But one of her priorities is going to be figuring the state, fighting the state, and opposing the proposed Fountain Wind Project. You know, and now the Fountain Wind Project, which is everybody thought was dead on arrival after the County Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors voted it down. But then with that new bill that the state passed, saying somehow they have control over our local environment in our local area, said that they can okay renewable energy request, solar or wind turbines and all that. And as soon as they passed that law, the Fountain Wind Project came back and they applied again. Well, the state commission was here on Tuesday, and they heard from a lot of people. Some were for it, many were against it. The fact is that it comes down to is that, and then the county of Shasta said, hey, we're suing them along with the Pitt River Tribe. Because the Pitt River Tribe is really adamant about it not being there. It's on sacred ground to them. At least this number and this, this location of the wind turbines. So it's kind of up in the air about what's going to happen with this. As the people from the commission said, well, we're fact finding, and we're going to see if it's possible, and if all the goals are met by environmental concerns and these other things. But I also believe is if they wanted to do it, even though they're not elected officials, they could say, okay, we're going to approve this project. I'm sorry, you don't like it, Shasta County and all the residents there. We're sorry you don't like it. We're sorry that it could be a firefighting hazard, and we're sorry that it's going to ruin this area. But you know what? We need renewable assets, and we're going to stick them there. And then we're going to take a solar farm and put that in, I don't know. We're going to put that in the middle of Palm Springs. We're going to put that there, too. It comes down now to commissions that are going to according to this bill, these commissions, non-elected people that are appointed, could completely negate what the people in a city, county, have stood up for. There are several cities and counties. And Native American wishes and just put them in there. I can see where the county is suing, saying, I don't think you've got the right to do that. All right. Let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Their sale starts today, my friends. 20% off everything at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're bringing it all out. Everything is on sale for 20% off. It's their, 32nd or 33rd anniversary at that location. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, so I can tell you they have a great selection of jewelry. They got a watch repairman in there, the only one around up here in the North State. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. So you get down there at 9:30 and get in there and get first dibs on all that great jewelry and accessories, watches, brooches, state jewelry, everything. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back. Carl Lindabot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner. Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:34 in the morning here on December 1st and about, 34 degrees. And they're talking about rain today. 40% chance of showers. If you're this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been helping people. Judy Maxwell's been helping people since 1993 when she opened her business there. Two separate branches, insurance and financial needs, all under one roof. If you're looking for really great information on insurance with all the insurance companies pulling out, so you can find you insurance, fire insurance, the whole enchilada, you could say. Located in one spot. Give her a call at 530-221-0441 for a free evaluation and analysis. And located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. The rain and is there are change needed up in Biola on 44 past Shingletown. Snow tires. Chains up there. So that's interesting. So if you're heading in that direction, you might want to think about that. Maybe it's going to slow down your travel trips. At the you can check with Caltrans. Yeah, Caltrans, to see if it's still on. But it was earlier this morning. And see what it's going to look like. If they've got chains on it already, it's going to be interesting. It's like I said, but it got down in the 30s last night. Henry Kissinger passed at age 100. Had a huge impact on the diplomacy in our country. And retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, first woman on the Supreme Court, passed yesterday. Sandra Day O'Connor, who, by the way, my son, who's a marshal, U.S. Marshal, was one of her, was put on her security team anytime she came to New Mexico, and he got to know her and said what a gracious, nice lady she was. I mean, she was a, like I said, the first woman on the Supreme Court. And was appointed in by President Ronald Reagan, and was a swing vote in many major cases, including abortion and affirmative action. And she was 93. And she retired from the High Court in 2006 and announced in 2018 that she had been diagnosed with dementia and would withdraw from public life. She was the first nominee to the Supreme Court by President Reagan, joining the court in 1981. And she had been the majority leader in the Arizona State Senate, the first woman to hold that title in the nation. So, these are people, of course, that many of us out there grew up with, O'Connor and Kissinger. And Kissinger, said that his work in Israel and trying to get Israel and the Arab nations together laid the framework for some of the lower tensions out there. And speaking of that, the Gaza Strip has exploded again. The truce is off. And or has ended. The number of hostages and prisoners were exchanged. And so the bombing has started again. Airstrikes are bombarding the Gaza Strip. This is going to continue on, and people are now saying, "Oh no, it should be a a ceasefire now that, you know, you've killed thousands, you know, according to Hamas. And there's no doubt that there have been many people killed here. Since that senseless terrorist attack on Israel by Hamas, who made their point, I guess. Their point was is that we're going to kill as many Israelis as we can. We're going to butcher them. We are going to show Israel is that we are a force that needs to be reckoned with. Well, Israel is now reckoning with Hamas. And as they're not going to wipe out Hamas, but what they can do is they can damage them enough so they don't have to worry about Hamas being a lethal force for several years, maybe longer. But you're not going to wipe out Hamas. You're not going to wipe out Hezbollah. You're not going to wipe out the Taliban. I mean, you could. It's there. It's not the people. It's their movement. It's what they believe. And as long as children are being indoctrinated with the fact that Israel is Satan and needs to be destroyed, and that Hamas is Satan and needs to be destroyed from the Israeli side, you're not going to end this. It's just going to go on forever. I guess there could be at some point, you know, what is it? You know, that's everybody goes one day says, you know, if we're tired of killing each other, let's see how we can live together. And, you know, here in the United States, we have people that are so diametrically opposed, but we're not throwing bombs at each other, unless you're counting nasty words. And, you know, when we think about, you know, the things that, you know, I'm afraid we're on the brink of a civil war here in the United States. I don't think so. I think there's still enough level-minded people. The vast, vast, vast majority of Americans love this country and what it has provided and have room in their heads for the other side. You may not agree. Keep your battles on the political front, as nasty as they are. And so, which brings us to the next part. Did anybody out there watch the Newsom DeSantis debate last night? I taped it. Did you watch it? You didn't watch it. Okay. Christina didn't watch it. Well, I didn't, you know. Hey. What are some takeaways from this? As voters, you know, voters are not happy of a 2020 presidential rematch. They don't want to see Biden. They don't want to see Trump. I mean, you know, let's just, you know, on the polls out there. So you've got Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, and Republican, of course, and Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom debating last night. Neither one of them are the candidates. However, if you don't think Gavin Newsom is not going to run for president someday, I think you're wrong. The one thing we have in common is neither of us will be our party's nominee in 2024, Newsom said. And, you know, I'm not sure. Prominent liberals are openly questioning President Joe Biden's fitness, with many progressives saying he should bow out due to lingering questions about his mental and physical capabilities. And DeSantis said, well, hey, Newsom agrees with that. He won't say it, but he's running a shadow campaign. So, with the age of the candidates, Biden, 81, and Trump, 77, you've got a lot of younger people coming up. Now, Newsom is the only one I think that could be, maybe it's just because we live in California. His name has come up, you know, continuously, and he's always in front of our face. So he's 56, and he has defended the Biden administration, and he says, "No, I'm not going to run," and I'm not going to run for president, but can Biden run? Can he run? I mean, every day it's something. Every day. New shoes. They put on new shoes on him so he didn't trip as much. They're just like, you know, vacuuming everything around so he doesn't trip over a needle. The things he says, they have to go back and back up. Oh, yeah, that's not what he said. You know, that no. That's not what he said. Well, yes, it was in these things. But at a point, is it going to be is that the senior abuse, the elder abuse is just too much, and Joe can't run. So that leaves Kamala Harris, vice president, who has even lower approval ratings than Joe does. So Gavin, yes, Gavin's running. Gavin can say he's not running, but Gavin's running. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. December the 1st. My gosh, it's here. December. Are you ready, Christina? No. No, nobody's ready. How do you get ready? You've only got 24 more shopping days. Yes, I include Christmas. I include Christmas in shopping. Because if you get up early and you get out to that 7-Eleven, you can buy things like motor oil, combs, aspirin.
Exactly what I need. Being,
I tell you what, these are all stocking stuffers. They can be stocking stuffers. You get, you know, cupcakes and stick them in there. You can still be doing Christmas shopping on Christmas morning. Just get up early. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, side-by-sides, backhoes, skid steers, you name it, they have it. Get it for a day, a month, or even better, buy yourself a brand new Kubota. It's a locally owned business, young couple, who, by the way, are really, really big when it comes to the Toys for Tots campaign. They fill up boxes out there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment, located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. They take it seriously out there, and they have great toys that they provide for our Toys for Tots campaigns. You can reach them at 530-221-6800. Again, locally owned, locally operated business. And speaking of Toys for Tots, right here, I'm looking at it right now. Christina can see it from where she's at, is our Toys for Tots box. We need, you know, when you go out shopping and you're, you know, and you go, you know, just go by a store and you can pick up a couple of new unwrapped toys that little, you know, that kids are just gonna love. You know, cars or dolls or whatever out there. This one is about, three quarters of the way filled up, and I got another one back there too. So please come on in here, drop off a toy for kids. They're not going to have, in many cases, they're not going to have a big Christmas. They're going to have to rely on others because things are really tight, you know, for that turkey dinner or for coats, new coats or clothing, warm clothing, but also for toys. So, if you think about it and you got a couple extra bucks, grab a toy, unwrapped, and bring it down here and just drop it off in the box, and we'll make sure it gets to the right kids. Have you been reading about this mysterious illness in dogs? It's going across the United States. And I hadn't said anything about it before now, but it appears that this this illness, which is kind of like a cough, like a kennel cough, is having an impact on the animals. A veterinarian, you know, I thought it was killing animals, but it appears that it's not, at least in this one thing in Oregon. In Oregon, a veterinarian is saying that up in Portland, they've got like 200 dogs in Oregon that are going through this. And the vet says, I think the hysteria of, oh, my gosh, is my dog going to die, is definitely overblown right now. She has not seen any dogs pass, but she did say what it is. It's a dry cough. If your dog has a dry cough, a lot of people think their dog is choking because they sound like they're trying to cough something up. They can cough up foam. Most of the times we're seeing dogs who are indoor and together. So this is where it's having an impact. Doggy parks. You're not seeing, you know, people are keeping the dogs away from doggy parks because it looks like it's going to be, you know, it's like direct contact with another dog that has it. The vet said that, you know, don't panic. And that you can take precautions like getting vaccines for Bordetella and influenza. But from what I've read, it's going across country. And, yeah, there are some dogs that are dying from it like they would from the flu. So a lot of people now, instead of taking their dogs to the doggy care, you know, like a doggy daycare, are
keeping them away from that and taking them out. This one dog walker says, I'm getting a lot more business because people want, you know, their dogs taken out. And she says, I walk them individually to keep that from happening. Police have been busy in cleaning out Lawn Crest, behind Lawn Crest. They moved in there and removed 4,000 pounds of garbage was removed. And they it's an illegal camp behind the Lawn Crest Cemetery. They did that on Wednesday after receiving several calls for theft, vandalisms, illegal fires, and trespassing. And they moved 9 people out. Say the campers were issued citations, but moved 4,000 pounds of garbage from that in that one spot. Every time they go underneath the bridge there on Cypress, they take out a couple of thousand pounds worth of trash also. It's amazing that we have how many hundreds or how many thousands of tons of garbage we pick up every year in Redding from camps like this. And the police are constantly going into places, moving it. They got teams that come in and clean up afterwards. All of which costs us money, by the way. Then they, after it's cleaned up and it's okay, we've cleaned it up, we've moved them on, we've issued citations, sometimes they'll find somebody they can arrest, most of the time not. And then the next day, they're back in again, because this is where, they can thrive in some of these areas. And, as the former police chief, Bill Shuler, said, it's kind of like whack-a-mole. You hit it one spot and they move to another. And this is just an ongoing thing. And we've got new people running for office. And I just want to hear, well, what's your plan for that? Are you up for making a large scale, camp area that people, homeless people can go into, and there's bathrooms and that they can use, and it's all in one spot? And do you fence it in? And do you have some kind of a security apparatus or something there? This is just for camping, so you give them 3 or 4 acres that you can say, okay, we're moving you out of the Cypress Bridge, and you can go over there on wherever, Breslauer, in camp. And but you're not going to camp here. So now you've got 3 or 4 acres of people in one spot, hopefully not on a main drag where as people are driving into and out of the city, they can see a tent city there of a couple hundred people. But is it time for something like that? Is it time to put a camping area out away? And I'm not talking out on Airport Road because that's self-defeating. They just won't do it. But someplace off the main track, but in some land that they have, that you can tell all the homeless, this is where you're going to camp. You have your fires here because you're not going to burn anything down. You can have some places to sleep. We can move them out of areas. And these, the laws, you've got to be able to provide them a bed. Well, if you provide them an area, that some of them, there are beds available. If they don't choose to go there, well, then fine, you go here. That may be too simple. It may be, every time you come up with something and I hear solutions all the time, but there's always that thing in the back of your mind is the state of California has probably made that illegal to do something like that. Why don't we just put up a minimum security jail with prefab trailers, double wides or single wides, put a fence around it, and that's your minimum security. These are not danger to anybody. They are having their problems. You take them out of the jails, and you put 100 of them in one of these places. It always seems simple to me, but the state of California says, no, it's got to be a full-fledged prison. Anyway, we have to run. Congressman Moffa should be calling us right after the news.
Closely divided cases during her tenure. In a statement, the Supreme Court said O'Connor died of complications related to advanced dementia, probably Alzheimer's, and a respiratory illness. O'Connor was 93.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Israel once again hammering Hamas after the Jewish state says Hamas broke the Gaza ceasefire by launching rockets into Israel. Israeli fighter jets took to the skies, bombing terrorist targets across Gaza, warning civilians in advance of the gathering storm.
Black smoke billows from the besieged territory as Israel drops leaflets over parts of southern Gaza, urging people to leave their homes, signaling it was preparing to widen its offensive. Renewed hostilities have heightened concerns for the about 140 hostages who remain in Gaza after 100 were freed as part of the truce.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. We are watching Capitol Hill awaiting a House vote on whether to expel embattled Congressman George Santos. A House ethics panel accusing the New York Republican of financial wrongdoing, and Santos has been indicted, charged with stealing from donors and wire fraud. Santos insisting that he's done nothing wrong. A federal appeals court in D.C. says lawsuits against former President Trump, suits that he brought by Capitol Police officers and Democratic lawmakers over the U.S. Capitol riot, can move forward those lawsuits against the former president. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 26 points, and NASDAQ down 48. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220 or
BigLou.com. Japan is stepping up work on cutting-edge clean nuclear power technology.
More than 500 scientists and 70 companies are involved in the project, based in a hangar north of the Japanese capital, Tokyo. The EU's energy commissioner, who was at the inauguration, said this was a true milestone for fusion technology. Current nuclear power plants operate by splitting atoms apart. In fusion, they're joined together. The process, which powers the sun, has the potential to produce massive amounts of carbon-free energy safely. But the technology has not yet been perfected.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. The Philippine Coast Guard has opened a new monitoring base on a remote island occupied by Filipino forces in the disputed South China Sea. Manila ramping up efforts to counter China's increasingly aggressive behavior in that strategic waterway. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal watchdog's investigating how the Biden administration chose the site for the new FBI headquarters.
It follows a contentious competition marked by allegations of conflict of interest from the Bureau's director. Virginia leaders have released a letter saying the Inspector General for the General Services Administration is probing the decision to move the headquarters from Washington to Greenbelt, Maryland, rather than a site in Virginia. While Virginia leaders call on the GSA to pause relocation work until the review is complete, Maryland leaders say the project will move forward. The agency has denied any conflict and says it chose Greenbelt because it was the cheapest option. Keith Peters reporting.
2 years behind the original schedule, Tesla has delivered the first dozen or so of its futuristic electric pickup trucks to customers. Represents more competition for GM, Ford, and Rivian, which already have electric trucks in the marketplace. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Linda's on assignment this morning. It is the 1st of December, 2023, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christine is at the helm, and good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. Just great. Friday.
You know, one of the great things about having Christina here, besides she's very professional and she's kind of a can do anything type person, is listening to her talk about why it's so great to live in the United States. Of course, for if you don't know, Christina was born in Philadelphia but went back to the Ukraine at a very early age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so she's a U.S. citizen but lived and grew up in the Ukraine. And you just said something to me about, in the United States, why you like it here. Why don't you share that?
So, I don't know if it will be right. I hope I won't hurt anybody's feelings. But I love United States because if you work hard, if you're trying, you can have something in your life. You can have a house. You can be appreciative. You can find a family, a good job. And just be successful. But unfortunately, in other countries, even if you are smart, successful, with education, you have to have friends or have family who is behind rich or something who will give you a pillow to start something in your future.
Yeah.
But in the United States, you can start from the zero and grow. That's why I love it here.
No, and She's talked to me about this before, and I've heard this from so many other people who have immigrated to our country that have been able to go the correct way, get the cards, and then become citizens later on that just love this country. It's still the shining city on the hill.
But so, you know, I was thinking, I was born in Philadelphia, but if I'll be raised here, I'll be never appreciated as I have now. Because if I go through all my life in Ukraine and I see, because in comparison, you can see how life is different.
Mm-hmm.
So as I spend like all my life in Ukraine, now every day I wake up and I'm thankful and I'm happy. And sometimes I'm sorry, but I'm mad on Americans that they don't see the opportunities that they have.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes I wake up and I'm mad and I see some Americans who have never been to another country where it is oppressive, where women don't have rights, that no matter how hard you work, that the government's thumb is on you. And it's like you said, you need to know somebody to get in there, that people, the taxation is so horrendous, that they have a shadow economy where they just don't report income, or they have. I knew of one family that had two businesses and never once reported having the second business. It was the only way they could live beyond the poverty level because of the extreme taxation in Croatia. Anyway, hey, the news is brought to us, and I didn't get to say that, but the news is brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, at Shasta Regional Medical Center. The weather looks like we've got a chance of showers today, and I just saw on the news report that the 44 going east in Round Viola, you need chains out there and or four-wheel drives with snow tires. But today it's going to be like a 40% chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. and partly sunny with a high near 50.
Tonight, a 20% chance of showers after 10 p.m. with a low around 40. Tomorrow, showers likely with a high near 52, low around 47. Sunday, also showers. Starts clearing off, though, on Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. And Tuesday, sunny. However, the rain looks like it's coming back on Wednesday and Thursday. Now, this thing changes daily, of course. But it appears like some showers this weekend and Monday and Tuesday clearing off and then back into the showers. Weather reports, and that's all they are, is weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. All the propane comes out of like two big areas down south of us. And so it's not the propane. Propane's the same. It's the customer service, and that is where Shasta Gas Propane stands head and shoulders above everybody else. You know, they've got trucks going up in, you know, off-grid and everything else to make sure that people have propane. It's locally owned, locally operated, been in the business a couple of decades. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers like friends. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, we're waiting for Congressman LaMalfa to call us, and his assistant told us that there are votes they're having to do today, so we'll just kind of go ahead right now until we can get him on the phone. Christina, we talked about, and I said we need to talk about it later, but In the USSR, which Ukraine used to be part of, you celebrated what winter started when?
So in Russian and Ukraine, today is the first day of winter, the winter of season. But in the United States, it starts like the 21st of December, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
And why it's kind of just like a simple information, but when you're raising all your life and you're celebrating winter the 1st of December, and then you're just like speaking a conversation with a different human, and he says, no, it's not true. And then you're thinking, is 2 plus 2 4? Because you're thinking that you're raised in some propaganda, and that like what they put in your mind.
Oh, it's all, yeah, what you're saying, it's all propaganda.
Yes, and the other thing is, I want to say that people need to look into more information, read more, and open their minds.
Well, back then, you had a there was only one news source, though. Is that correct? And that was the state.
It was like first of all, English, like because of the language.
Yeah.
And everything that was based on Russian and Ukrainian was way different than what you can find in English. So
did you have access to the internet and everything?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Of course.
You had that. So you could read other things,
yes,
which was opposed to what the state was telling you.
But the thing is, even I don't know how it works correctly, but Google, it works way different. So if you try to find some information, like in Google, in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
So where the servers and the whole internet is connected, it's
blocked.
It's not blocked. It's finding you way different information. It's like bringing you other sources.
Uh-huh.
But when you're in the United States, it's opening like you way more. I don't know how it works. Like,
well, it's because some states, like in China and Russia and several others, they can block sources. They can,
in Russian,
they can really,
is blocked now.
Yeah, they can really restrict what you can find on the internet there because they just block out things. Like, you're not going to get, you're not going to get a free debate over what's happening in Russia and Ukraine inside Russia, because as people have told me, all they ever see there, I talked to a Russian, he says all they ever saw was that the Ukraine is a neo-Nazi hold, and that's what they want to do is
bring.
Well, I know that, but that's what they were seeing. So if that's all you see, that's what you believe, and it's only when they go to other places or that opens up when the censorship isn't there, that people realize that, oh, there's two sides to the story, or maybe they're not as bad as they're painted. And there is the problem here in the United States. And people just look at what they have, like six sources they look at, and they all say the same thing. That's what you're going to believe. And trying to reach out, and, you know, Huffington Post is diametrically opposed to Breitbart. But if you read both of them, it's the same story. Maybe you can get a balance of what's happening. Like, you go to MSNBC and talk about the debate last night. They have a completely different viewpoint than what's on Fox.
I agree. It can be the same video, but the article can be, like, built from other opinion. And even the movies, like, because they translate from English to Ukrainian or English to Russian or English to other languages, they're way different. And so sometimes, like, now I'm watching movies in English. I thought I know them, but no. No, actually, they have a way different...
Yeah. Okay. I tell you, let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging and the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is no cost to the people that are in it. And the whole idea is reduce debilitating falls for seniors, aging older adults, and persons with disabilities. For more information and to become part of this program, like I said, it doesn't cost anything if you're in the program, is to give them a call, PSA2 Area on Aging, at 530-842-1687. And we'll be right back.
Free Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Reading Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment. I want to remind everybody that Cypress Square Barbershop brings us this segment. Man's Last Stronghold, doing place of Have My Haircut. And since I moved to Reading, it's a great place. Locally owned, locally operated, senior discounts, veterans discounts. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478 or just drop it in. You're going to get a really good haircut. It's not a salon. It's a barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold. On the line, Congressman Doug LaMoffa. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, Carl. How are you?
So, is it crazy back there?
I couldn't hear you with that.
Is it crazy back there?
Oh, yeah. We just threw a member of Congress out here, so...
Did you vote to expel Santos?
No, I did not. I didn't think the... it felt like to me that we were carrying out the sentencing before we had finished with the verdict. You know, he hasn't been convicted of anything. There's a whole stack of allegations and stuff, and they're probably true, but I felt like this was about 3 weeks early or something. So we got in a situation where the Democrats are going to bring the resolution anyway, and we didn't want to be not in control of the Republican conference there, so the Republicans, especially the ones from New York, wanted to bring it. And so you had more than half the Republicans vote against it today, but a lot of, you know, a little less than half voted for it, and all the Democrats who voted for it. So George is out.
Well, I understand about...
interesting aside, as I was in the cloakroom, he came in there, I, you know, wished him the best, and said, yeah, I'm going to take one last mint. You know, there's a pull of mints in there and stuff. Just get one last mint and leave. So I was kind of sad, actually, on a human being level, you know. But, so, you know, he did the stuff, it looks like. But, you know, like we haven't really seen justice for the vast majority of people that were in the January 6th deal. And then we've seen the other, there's a Senator Menendez who's got some very serious financial charges against him. Haven't done squat over there, and there's members of the squad. So I'm not as inclined to hurry into a expulsion without a conviction. So.
Well, you know, I'm kind of the same way, is that, hey, we're going to throw this guy out before he goes to court. Now, I wasn't privy to all the, on your virtue committee there having their, or ethics, I'm sorry, ethics committee, having, you know, what they heard, and maybe he is guilty. But he's the, what, the, only the fifth one to be expelled from Congress since, I don't know, 200 years or something?
Yeah, it's a very small number, you know. So it's something we just want to be careful with. Just like impeachment, you know, we're being very deliberate on how we're looking at the Biden situation and getting good, strong, solid evidence. And so we're going to continue forward with an impeachment inquiry, which is a complete different thing than just, you know, rushing to have some facade hearings and get an impeachment vote across the floor, you know. And plus, you know, Republicans are always held to a higher standard, which I'm okay with because we try to act to a higher standard than what we see, you know. But the impeachment of the president has been made a farce with those last two against Trump there. The first one being all made up on Russia scandal stuff, which actually turned out to be mostly the Democrats and Hillary doing, completely absolved. And the second one was, what, about 10 days before he's going to be out of office, trying to blame him for a speech somehow causing the Capitol riot. So it's just – so the term impeachment has been really – even though it should be a very serious term, has been – had a lot of the, I guess, respect people should have for it. And so that's why, you know, we're being very deliberate. And there's a lot of fire – underneath the smoke with his Biden finance there with, you know, obviously Hunter, the president, his brother, his sister, all this stuff. So, but, you know, you got to do it right. You have to just treat it like a trial to me where it has to be beyond a reasonable doubt on any of these things. So that's kind of the parallel there. And there's a whole lot of people still sitting in gulags in Washington, D.C. that haven't had their day on some very really minuscule charges having to do with the day at the Capitol. Yeah, you had, you know, 200 bad guys doing some real damage there, but you had a whole bunch of other people that were like bystanders or onlookers, and they wandered into the building. You know, that should be trespassing or something, but it's certainly not darn near capital punishment, you should say. So anyway, so that's going on there, but the real big topic we need to be looking at is the continued effort on international relations in international scene with Israel and Hamas and all that. And that was a big, pretty big topic this week, too.
Well, it looks like the truce is over. Hamas has killed some Israelis in Jerusalem, and Israel is bombing the Gaza Strip again. What do you...
Well, it's not that ceasefire. The ceasefire would be in Gaza. They could still do other stuff up in Jerusalem on the West Bank, or, you know, Hezbollah start messing things up in Lebanon. See, that's not that ceasefire, right? Yeah, to you and me, it's all the same thing, but it's the Arab world carrying out their long-term plans to wipe Israel off the map. You know, they could have conceded land for peace solution and all that stuff. You know, Gaza was supposed to be land for peace. The ink wasn't even dry on it when they started mounting up rockets and launching them into the rest of Israel. And so they do not, you know, the agreement was about 95% of what they wanted when it was back when it was the PLO and Arafat and those guys for concessions Israel would make. And when they got 99%, they still would refuse a deal because they don't really want a deal. It's, you know, this talk you hear from the river to the sea. They want to push them out. And so this is a long, long history of this. So I think our interest and obligation is to make sure that our ally Israel is in a strong position to defend itself. And also that if we're there as the looming big brother, so to speak, you know, that it'll be a big enough deterrent, you know. I mean, look at the historic stuff that Trump helped get done towards the end there with the Abraham Accords, with getting several countries to work out deals and agreements with Israel. That was pretty darn good stuff. And then Saudi Arabia was getting pretty close to its own on that, so Biden took over and just completely, you know, confused everything. And my understanding, you know, talking to folks in Intel, that Saudis are still wanting to do this. So even though we've had three wasted years here, they would still like to come back to the table because they still see Iran as a giant threat, you know, and the stuff going on down there in Yemen. You know, they're feeding all that, and that's right on Saudi's borders. So we can continue a good effort with Saudis, especially, you know, if we can get it done in the get it done right in the presidential campaign here. So I didn't get a chance to watch DeSantis versus Newsom much last night, but the little bits and pieces of hers that sound like DeSantis held his own pretty well. Do you happen to see it?
I recorded it, and I'm going to watch it later. But the takeaways I got is, you know, they both were, Newsom didn't like the way DeSantis was pronouncing Vice President Harris's name. That was one.
He had to go with that.
He went with that.
Kamala, right?
Yeah, he didn't say he wasn't pronounced. I'd pronounce it differently every time. But it's either Kamala. You're our congressman. What is it, Kamala or Kamala?
I think I've heard her say Kamala.
Okay.
And I've heard Kamala.
Okay.
So it's she said it two different ways herself. And so I don't know that she's actually that worried about people messing it up, because kind of like my last name, you know.
Oh, I've never pronounced
it. Our family says it LaMalfa, but I hear a lot of people say LaMalfa, you know. So I don't make a big fuss over it unless somebody asks me to correct it. And they'll say it's actually Malfa, like Alpha, you know. So,
LaMalfa.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I do it. I mean, I totally mispronounce your name, but now I've got it.
No, the Malfa. I don't make a giant deal out of it, but, you know, you get the opportunity. So, but remember, there's a small town on one of the Sicilian islands named Malfa, so that helps, right? Anyway.
Okay. Well, we got to take a break in a few minutes, but. You know, what's going on back in, you know, when we talk Israel and Hamas, and then it's, you know, of course, the Middle East, you've got members of Congress that refuse to say that Hamas, you know, or did they end up everybody condemning the attack on October 7th?
There's a small handful that won't even really condemn that because, I mean, the wide open immigration gates of this country have produced a result in some of these districts of, you know, like up in Michigan and Minnesota and stuff, where, you know, Obama imports 50,000-60,000 Somalians just right straight out without hardly any background or anything like that. Well, boom, that gives you Ilhan Omar, okay? So, I mean, that's not what immigration really was the ideal it looked like in this country. So, but, you know, here we are, years later. We got this horrific, porous border. So...
Yeah,
I'm on a pretty short leash, Carl, here to the airport and stuff, so I hate to do that to you here today, but how the boat came down this afternoon, or this morning, and so, you want to hang for a couple more minutes, or?
Yeah, if we can.
Blow through an ad, I guess. But
No. I tell you what, I'll skip that ad and catch it later, because you got to run. Is Congress still standing behind Israel with arms and all that?
Firmly. And it's pretty bipartisan, too. It's a couple here and there that is, you know, but It's the White House is sending a lot of a few fish stories there, because when they say, oh, we need a ceasefire, like, well, the ceasefire would have started October 6th before all this stuff started happening here. You know, Israel, and I had a chance to meet with a really good guy yesterday morning at a breakfast meeting there who, what really needs to happen is Israel needs to be not browbeaten in media or by the Biden administration to go finish a job on rooting out Hamas in Gaza. They have hundreds of miles of underground tunnels going as deep as 200 feet, and the shafts that pop up inside homes and hospitals, mosques, all that. And so they need to be allowed to be cut loose and not pay some political price or, you know, lack of American support or, you know, the UN beating them up. That's what needs to happen. I wholeheartedly agree, because Hamas is, you know, I mean, there's three things that need to be killed: mosquitoes, rattlesnakes, and Hamas. All right, so. They're all about equal, and that's the only way it's going to come out, you know. So there's probably maybe a lot of decent people in Gaza, but they're also the ones that put in place Hamas in that area. And so the media will say, like, well, there's, you had innocent people and such, and I don't know how to separate that are there regular Gazan citizens there that want good things to happen? I don't know. I'm not very confident that that's 100% true, but we'll see. So I don't even use the word Palestinian, because when you get right down to it, there's kind of no such thing. It was a made-up word by the Romans when they took over Israel, and it was done kind of sloppily by the British back, you know, years ago. Israel has always been a Jewish state, going back to King David, back in there, you know, and we're playing a lot of games and a lot of words in order to put a lot of gray on the issue. You know what I mean?
Well, Hamas is an idea. It's a movement that Israel's never going to wipe it out. The only thing they're going to do is be able to beat it down so it's not a problem for a decade.
Yeah, and beef up every aspect of their security, yeah. and be.
Hello? Hello?
Sorry, hit the mute button.
Oh, okay.
So, hey. My phone's getting a little aged here, but
You still got a flip top, probably.
I still do have that. This is a fancier one they made me have. So,
okay.
Paul, I've run myself out of time here. So,
I have one last thing. Somebody called in and said 4970 about the federal income tax.
We're still trying to move it. We got it out of committee unanimously. And we're working on floor time for that. Our chairman again is committed to helping on that. It's just with the speaker situation and some other things that are even more dire nationally. We've had to chill on that a little bit, but we're dedicated to keeping it going.
Okay.
And it's going to be it's included in a larger package of disaster that encompasses, you know, hurricane zones and things like that, which actually helps us long term. But that had a greater fiscal impact, so we have to blow it up a little bit on how we deal with the bigger fiscal impact of the entire package. What's better about this, at least we're planning ahead for disaster instead of doing it ad hoc last minute, saying, oh my gosh, we have to have an emergency. Where are we going to come up with $1.5 billion for this or that or the other, you know?
So okay.
We're keeping at it, and I'm sorry for our folks at home that are been waiting for this. I was, you know, reasonably confident back in the early spring, like, yeah, we should be able to get this done before. Like, no, we've had too many delays and too much nonsense. So, anyway, we will get there. I'm confident of that. So,
okay, well, have a safe trip back, and a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Okay,
thanks so much.
You bet. Okay. Well, obviously in an airport in Washington D.C. Yeah, we're going to take a break. It's just obviously in an airport in Washington D.C. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top 50 hospitals in the United States when it comes to cardiovascular treatment. They're one of the top stroke and knee and hip replacement hospitals in the United States. They are a teaching hospital with a strong residency program, a yearly program that brings in, it brought in 13 new doctors this year, you know, 10, 12 from internationally, doctors coming in here to work at Shasta Regional and local clinics. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. This is Carl Lindabot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:36 in the morning here on December 1st, about 35 degrees out there. It's going up to, let's say around 50 today, and we're looking like we could get some rain. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Reading Garden of Lights is going to be open all weekend long. It's going to go to January 7th, and it's over a million lights there, and it is quite beautiful. It is literally quite beautiful when you go through there. Kids love it. Old people love it. People in between love it. Now, the annual holiday wreath for heroes is going to be happening up at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. But they're going to need some help preparing the wreaths, and that's going to go from December 11th through the 15th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon up in Northern California Veterans Cemetery at 11800 Gas Point Road in Igo. Then the laying of the wreaths will be December 16th, and I hope I see my friends and listeners and other people out there that day as we lay wreaths on the grave sites. And then they pick up the wreaths on January 3rd, and that starts at 9 a.m. until finished. The laying of the wreaths starts at noon on December 16th, and we pick them up on January 3rd, 9 a.m. until finished. Seropnimus International of downtown Reading is having their annual Christmas dinner fundraiser December 13th at the Riverview Golf and Country Club. They used the funds to provide scholarships and other things to young women and women here in Reading to help them, to assist them in their education, and a variety of other things. But that's where all the money goes. So it's going to be from 6, the cocktail hour starts at 6 and dinner and auction. And from 7 to 9 p.m., we're going to be there. Linda's going to be singing. And I am the auctioneer, and I am such a great auctioneer. I have no snappy patter, but I am tenacious when it comes to trying to get a bid from people. So for more information, go to, SIOReading.org. or give Tessa a call at 530-691-0967. Have you read about this kid that went to the Chiefs game? He had a headdress on, and half his face was painted black, and the other half was painted red, the Chiefs colors there. Well, this online organization called Deadspin, which I have never heard of, but that's not unusual. I don't hear of a lot of things like on the line. This guy, Karen J. Phillips, accused the 9-year-old of wearing blackface and finding a way to hate black people and Native Americans at the same time. And this kid's 9 years old now, right? And they showed in that, in the photo, they just showed one side of the kid's face, and it was black. And said horrible things about this young boy. Now, if you take a picture, if you take the full face picture, it's red and black, and the Native headdress, and he's cheering for his team. Now, the guy then doubles down and says, "Well, you know, he hates Native Americans." Well, as it turns out, the young man, his name's Holden Armenta, is Native American. He's part of the Chumash tribe, hailing from California, and used to live on a reservation. So we in never any way, shape, or form meant to disrespect any Native Americans or any tribes. The tribe we're from doesn't even wear that type of headdress. This specific headdress is a novelty piece. It's a costume piece, said the elder Armenta. This is exactly what we had purchased it for and wore it for, not in any disrespect. But they're Native Americans, so I think they have a right to, if they want to wear a Native American costume, that it would be okay. And this guy, Phillips, continued to double down on it. He says the red paint even makes it worse. They wrote, "For the idiots in my mentions who are treating this as some kind of harmless act because the other side of his face was painted red, I would argue that it makes it even worse. You are the ones who hate Mexicans but wear sombreros on Cinco de Mayo Day." This guy has really gone over the edge. But here's the thing. He has said these horrible things about this kid. This kid's had impact on him. And, you know, he's getting all types of support coming from other tribes, from tribal members. It's a 9-year-old boy supporting his team, the Chiefs. Now, people have said they need to go and like that young man from that school did when he was accused of disrespecting the Native American culture, and sue Deadspin, sue this guy for saying these things and disparaging the young man. Even after finding out that he's Native American, that's not enough. He's not going to back off. He's not going to drop it. He's going to keep attacking a 9-year-old child. And this is what's wrong. I mean, not once did he say, well, the parents are the ones that should be punished for dressing their child like this. Mm-hmm. Look, it's 9 years old. He wanted to support his team, the Kansas City Chiefs. Come on. It's stuff like this when you see it and you realize how just nasty social media is. We've been recipients of that. We know what that's like. So what you do is you choose to ignore it, which is what I do, or you offer to sit down with somebody who said something particularly onerous and say, "Hey, I'll be glad to buy you a cup of coffee. You name the place, and if you still think like I'm that horrible after we have coffee, then, you know, go for it, but just don't say it because you don't know me." Of course, they never take you up on that. They never take you up on that because they're cowards, because it's easy to sit back and write this stuff. And then when you've got an audience like this guy does from this site, and then people pile on, it just gives him more clicks. And the more clicks he gets, the better it is. He makes money off it. So if you respond to it. But in this case, he went over the edge. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back for our last segment for today.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Red Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Last segment for this week, first day of December. Today, 8:48 in the morning. It looks like we could get some rain today. I saw an earlier news report that up around Viola, you're going to need chains. Let's hope that that thing's been lifted. Check with Caltrans if you're heading that direction. 40% chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Saturday, we got showers likely. and a high of 52 and a low around 47. And looks like Monday and Tuesday are going to be sunny, but then showers likely starting again Wednesday and Thursday. So winter's here. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay. I was just talking about social media and how it attacked this adult attacked a 9-year-old online because he was wearing red and black face paint and a headdress, 9 years old, at a Kansas City Chiefs game. The boy's from a Native American family, they just showed one side of the kid's face and it was, you know, black. The other side, of course, when you see it, it's red, which is the colors there. And the guy says, well, he probably hates Mexicans too. The writer is obviously looking for clickbait, which is probably what he got. And even though that the response to what he said has been overwhelmingly negative, it's not that he picked on the kid's parents; he picked on the kid. So social media and phones. A recent study from Common Sense Media, examining smartphone data from 200 students, found that 97% of the 11 to 17-year-olds use their phones during the school day, with the amount of in-school screen time ranging from less than a minute to 6.5 hours. 6.5 hours. So, I mean, that's the whole school day, with a median time of 43 minutes. The study found students picked up their phones a median of 51 times per day, though pickup amounts range from 2 to 498 times per day, reports say. So why am I bringing this up? Because a school in Minnesota banned cell phones. It's a middle school. They banned student cell phones a year ago, and the difference it made was night and day, according to school officials. It's game-changing, the principal says, and will have lasting impacts on our students for years to come. There were no cross-table conversations. Nobody was talking during the no interaction in the hallways because everybody was on their phone. And there's a lot of drama and conflict that comes from phones. So last year, the school officials banned student cell phones used for an entire school day from 8:10 a.m. to 2:40 p.m. following a variety of issues at the school tied to the devices. We have a culture and climate concern. We see issues where kids are getting on their phones through interactions of bullying, setting up fights, just a gambit of a lot of negative things. Kids are going back and forth on social media. Encourages students to keep their phones in the policy in their lockers, and the devices are confiscated for the day if students are caught using them. They went to the parents. They vetted this through the parents, and the parents were overwhelmingly super positive. Nobody has ever pushed back. I mean, in my experience, not one parent or community member has come in and said, this is bogus, you shouldn't be doing this. It's been very much supported by our community and the parents and our staff. So what's happened? Kids are happy. They're engaging with each other. Their hallway behavior, it's just night and day. Now, we're going to see, but what kind of impact does it have on academics? And feedback from parents said they've seen differences. Their kids are thriving. They're focused. They're doing well. And it's now. So there's a state representative by the name of Robbins, a Republican, wants it to go to more schools in Minnesota. This is an area we can make progress. Now, did you have, were cell phones kind of like the United States, ubiquitous? Were they everywhere in the Ukraine?
Yeah, and there was all the same over the world. And
yeah, so, I mean, so in schools and kids were hanging on to them in schools and all that?
First of all, schools in Ukraine and schools in America is way different.
Yeah, I imagine.
Like, first of all, a teacher has a whole law rule allowed to take the kids from the ear, you know, uh-huh. and put him out of the class if he's sitting on his phone.
Oh, okay.
Because here I know that, like, the teacher can be sued for that or something like that.
Teachers can be sued for anything. What we have is our main problem. It seems like if you look at the papers, is teachers having affairs with their students.
But in Ukraine, the teacher will call the parents, and they will be shamed because the kid was, like, behaving this kind on himself.
Well, that's the way it used to be. You get a note from the teacher that's saying Carl is misbehaving in school. My life changed dramatically.
Exactly.
It just changed dramatically.
No computer, no nothing, no chocolate.
Well, I didn't worry about computers. I was worried about the sound of that belt coming out of the belt loops on my dad's trousers and me trying to escape. Corporal punishment does not work. Corporal punishment worked for me.
For everybody. I didn't have a belt experience, but I have other. So my brother was doing way. So when the kids are behaving bad, they put them on the neck knee.
You put them on their knees?
On the neck knees on the dry rice.
Oh!
For a few hours.
That's torture. Mm-hmm. That's torture. Are you kidding?
I was like that.
They did that to you?
Yeah, but after that I was always cleaning my room and never was...
Oh, your parents did that to you?
Yeah, and brother and parents, everybody.
Yeah. if you didn't understand what Christina said, you put dry rice on the ground and you have somebody kneel on it. And let me tell you, at first it's not bad, but in like about 10 minutes, it's very painful.
And then you stand up and all your knees look like...
Yeah.
Little
okay. I would not recommend people do that.
No, I don't recommend. But I say the thing is the.
But it sure got your attention.
Yeah, but I mean, like how people raise kids here in Ukraine is way different.
If you did that to your kids here, right?
Oh.
Kid goes to school and says, "My mom made me kneel on dry rice for 30 minutes." You'd have police at your house. No, I'm not kidding you. You would. Hey, a new study highlights a concerning leak. You know, since we're talking social media and kids, it just kind of falls into it in our last couple of minutes. A concerning link between adolescents frequently using social media and risky decision-making that could put their lives in danger. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and other platforms, the effects of these platforms are far-reaching on kids, adolescents. It's not about just staying connected. It offers a sense of freedom and belonging that you used to have when you had friends out there and you just didn't have online friends. You know, my Facebook friends page is, I don't know, 2,300 people. It's ridiculous when you think about it. Noting its role in fostering healthy lifestyles, though, the World Health says that it can foster healthy lifestyles and accessibility to health information. Yeah, it's not all positive. A strong association and between those kids on social media and various risk health behaviors, underage drinking, drug use, smoking, as well as unsafe sexual activity, gambling, peer pressure is amplified. The displacement of physical interaction is gone. Influence of online contact. Content, ads, and user posts often glamorize unhealthy practices. Long-term impact, poor health choices made in adolescence can set a pattern. So many things. This was data from a study of 1.4 million adolescents between the ages of 10 and 19 from 1997 to 2022. That social media contact promoting risky activities showed the most substantial evidence of harm. Unhealthy eating practices, alcohol, drugs. Okay. Well, we're here. It's Friday. Did you think you'd make it?
I was waiting for this Friday.
Okay. All right. Okay, my friends, a lot of stuff going on this weekend. You got your Garden of Lights. We gave away all of our tickets for the Riverview a Riverfront Playhouse with the big play they've got, the comedy, Christmas comedy, but there's still tickets available there. There's just always so many things going on. And this weekend, of course, you have the annual Christmas tree sale out at Shasta College. They've got beautiful trees out there, fair prices, and it supports the farm portion of Shasta College out there. They're just good kids. Just going out there, they've got a fair going on. I think Santa's going to be out there. There's all types of things happening this weekend on the 2nd and 3rd. And we'll be back next week. God bless America. My ground, and I won't
back down. KCNR, Shasta Redding.